Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Nick Korn. Joining me today are...
Andres Korn.
And Ryan Truitt.
Okay, this is the Aliku Studio Podcast, Con Report Number 1, Anime Next.
07.
Going to make a high pitched noise that only you can hear.
We can all hear that. See, this is what we call a callback, because that's a reference to Space Ghost,
which was that other podcast. But we're not talking about that.
We're talking about Anime Next 07 and how it was. Anders, how did you put it?
It was like a cherry on top of brand cereal.
Right.
No, that was something else. We'll get to that analogy later.
So, Nick, this was your first convention. What did you gain about convention culture from this expedition?
Into the wild.
I'm basically going to say that I really hope other cons are a lot better. Which, from what I've been told,
are you
going
to give other anime conventions a try?
I really want to go to Kineticon, and that hasn't changed now.
All right, that's good.
Because I went to this one not knowing what to expect, and I saw a lot of things. I saw an artist alley. I saw a dealer's room. I saw, like, a panel. I saw some AMVs, and I saw a lot of cosplayers. Did I say that already?
Well, their other convention, Manga Next, is kind of famous for its large artist alley, which was actually a lot better.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Me and Anders are
seasoned. Con.
Seasoned in that we went to Anime Next's, like, bastard stepchild convention, Manga Next, which is a much smaller.
But I think a lot
affair.
Better con. I'm going to try and volunteer for the new one.
It was a different sort of thing. It was a lot more sedate.
It was also. What they try to do is that they're trying to specialize on just manga, and it really worked out. Like, there was no holes in the entire. In that convention, there was no holes, and. The one problem with Anime Next is that there were a lot of holes.
Yeah, there was a lot of time in the programming when there weren't panels going on, and all the other rooms were, like, busy, so there wasn't much to do.
Yeah.
I don't think that was really the issue. I think the issue was just that there was something going on all the time, mainly because of the video rooms.
Yeah.
But a lot of it wasn't that interesting.
They probably could have took out a video room and replaced it with a panel room. I think that would have been a big improvement.
Well, maybe.
Because they had four video rooms and two panel rooms.
I don't know, but just the way that they were going, like, all the panels, like, they weren't really that interesting. Like, the only ones I were really interested in was, like, the red versus blue ones.
They were
we didn't wind up actually going
and
to.
Because we went to watch the fan parody movies.
They're good,
the video
but
rooms, which
they don't
hilarious.
Really have anything to do with anime.
Yeah, Rooster Teeth was there just because, I don't know.
And I don't really like them anyway. Like, I think on a, like,
I mean, they're very
nice soul-to-soul level, I do not like them.
Wow.
Yeah.
Have you ever even met these people?
No,
really
and
nice.
they haven't done anything to piss me off. It's just like,
besides
they have
the
a
dream.
Soul. I hate that. Is that.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I don't know. You guys
I mean, the
talking.
Only bonus of going to see Rooster Teeth at anime conventions is to see the videos that I can't show anywhere else. Because
yeah.
They can't show it on their websites due to legal reasons, and they can't show it at video game like get-togethers because the video game companies that told them they can't show it to anyone are there. So I got to see a lot of outtakes for things that, you know, would never see the light of day for Rooster Teeth.
For example, the, what was it, the double tackle thing?
Yeah, the double tackle Madden, or the...
He's tackling himself!
Oh my god, he threw and caught the ball. But, and the video that got sent back from EA Sports with a document said, this one got sent back for slight sexual content.
But, I don't know. The panels, there were really no good panels, and I don't know if that's... Well, I didn't think that there were any really
The History
good
of Manga panel I went to
yeah,
was very good, and the person who did it obviously knew what he was talking about. There were some problems with the people in the place, but I've been to a lot of panels before, and that usually is par for the course, and he handled it very well. Like, when the room would get really rowdy yelling at each other, he was able to take it down
yeah,
and get back to a slideshow.
Yeah, judging from that.
The only problem with the slideshow is it was black on blue. And he obviously knew what he was doing. Like, it was obviously not his first panel.
Well, I don't know. I still just... There wasn't that many panels that interested me. Which,
yeah.
Yeah.
Because I don't really care about anime.
And Anders is kind of right with the whole par for the course thing, because we sat through a voice acting panel with for Jill, because she's interested in getting into voice acting. You don't know her, but maybe she'll... I don't know.
I thought she might like to be on this, but I'm pretty sure she's working or something.
Yeah,
she's always working.
She's always working.
That's probably part of it. Yeah.
Working the streets.
But she's an aspiring voice person, I guess. I don't know. But we went to a voice acting panel with two voice actors and then two, like, producer executive types.
Wait.
It seems that Anders is right when he says people being jackasses are kind of par for the course, because there were two voice actors and then two, like, producer guys, one of whom was from 4Kids. He represented, he worked with voice actors for... the 4Kid productions. And the first question, when they got to the question and answer, was, why is anime on 4Kid so lame? And the guy put him in his place, like, just so quickly. He was like, there's a thing called the FCC, and there's things called standards and practices, and they suck. I agree with you. I'd rather have One Piece with the fighting and the cursing and the drinking and stuff, but we can't do that.
Interesting. That's actually, I knew 4Kids was going to be there.
It wasn't like a whole troop of people from 4Kids. It was just one guy.
And it also wasn't amazing.
And then later on there was one guy, he was like, can I show you my voice? It's kind of weird. You might not expect it from me. It kind of sounds like a little Japanese girl's voice. And then he talked and it was like hideous. And he was like, yeah, that's great. If I want someone who sounded like a little Japanese girl, I'd get a little Japanese girl. And also, sit down.
Also, the kid was just like Sasuke, which... Yeah. But, so that's basically the panels, I guess.
Yeah, aside from the panels, there was what you might, you know...
There was one surprise panel, the Kaiju Big Battle.
Oh, yeah.
Those are always fun to watch.
Yeah,
I mean,
you, like, called us and so...
Well, he was handing out free stuff, just, like, throwing stuff around.
Oh.
And by calling people to get people to come, you got more free stuff.
Did you get any free stuff?
Yeah, I got, like, a handful of free pins, which, you know, I would never buy in an artist alley, but I'm not going to turn down free ones.
Yeah.
You know? Actually, I want to talk about the artist alley, because...
All right, hit it.
I like the artist alleys. There's some really cool people doing art stuff.
Man. Oh, yeah. Can I say one thing?
Sure.
But when it comes to American fandom, I think that the Japanese fandom is better to, you know, be a little bit egotistical. But the one thing I do like about the American fandom is, like, this thing, the artist alley, and, like, the making of your own merchandise. Because that would never happen in Japan,
yeah.
I think.
That's sort of like the thing. Because there were some artists who were just, like, you know, sitting there selling their stuff. There was one guy, he had a monkey puppet. There were people in cosplay. There were people with big setups, and there were people with just, like, stuff laid out on a table. And, I don't know, I just think that's really awesome to see. Like, I really hate considering myself an artist, but I know I am one just because I do weird shit for... Yeah, I do art, by which I mean weird shit for no reason other than to get a reaction out of people. So... Just seeing that many artists together, I thought it was, like, really sort of heartwarming. And I actually bought more stuff from the artist alley than from the dealer's room, mainly because I wanted to see people get some money.
Get recognition for their work.
Yeah.
Are you going to try and get your own booth?
Yeah, next year or whenever.
Definitely go for Manga. Manga Next is open at the moment.
Yeah, Manga Next is...
And they're famous for it. And it's a lot cheaper to get one there, and they have a lot bigger one. And it's what people go for, Manga Next.
But I want to wait a while to see, like... Because I'd also really want to get Tim to go with me.
Yeah.
Like, partly because I'm not alone, partly because I think Tim's a better artist than me. But that's self-deprecating.
You guys do draw similar, so it's not like you couldn't get a booth together.
Yeah.
And one person could do commissions while the other person attends.
Yeah.
Or I could attend and you both could do commissions. So I like attention.
And then also, I just want to see which one goes... You know, like I said before, and I'm going to keep going back to this point because this is the only point I really have, is that I'd really rather go and do stuff at Kineticon, just because that's the one I'm interested in.
Also, going to Otakon. Dressed as Otakon.
I don't want to go to Otakon.
Otakon.
Otakon. Whatever.
But yeah, so Artist Alley is cool. What else was there?
Well, there's the Dealer's Room and the Big Games.
The Dealer's Room was not bad. Like, I definitely heard the better ones. And it was the first dealer's room I went to where you actually have to wait in a line.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was kind of...
There was a big line for the dealer's room.
And that's usually par for the course.
Yeah.
For regular conventions, like I said, I've only been to Manga Next, and that was just a walk-in dealer's room.
Yeah.
And that they only really have manga there. Like, there was one guy selling DVDs, so it was nice. And
it was porn. Because, you know...
It was nice being able to find DVDs of rare stuff. Like, there was this one guy selling Blackjack and Bodoms, which I bought. And I bought Giant Robo.
Okay. What else was there?
There was video games. If you could get to them.
Yeah.
I'm just going to state that I don't mind video games and anime conventions. I just don't like video game tournaments. I think they take too much attention away from the actual anime or manga.
They definitely did take a lot of attention because they could not do anything when they were going on.
Well, no, that's the thing. Like, I think as far as detracting from the anime parts of the convention, the tournaments didn't do all that much. Because I think that if there were people who were coming for a tournament, they came for a tournament.
I know, and that's the thing. They attract people, and sometimes smaller anime conventions have a limit. Yeah. So they'll actually block out people who are actually there for manga. And that's what I liked about Manga Next, so they didn't have any anime or video game tournaments. So it was just people there that liked manga.
Yeah.
And there was someone on the forums who was talking about how he wanted to bring that there. I was like, no. Back off.
Yeah, but I don't know. The video game room was just a good idea. And I really liked it because I got to play some games that I hadn't gotten to play before.
Yeah,
like,
there were a lot of import type things.
Yeah, that's
like Taito Drum Master.
Yeah. And
that was
silly. There was a guy who had some kind of crazy PC set up playing all sorts of import fighting games.
Like Melty Blood.
Like Melty Blood. And Glove on, fight!
Well, like I said before, the problem with the convention is there were just a lot of holes. And those holes can be filled up by going to the video game room and just hanging out, or the video playing room. But the tournaments blocked it out.
Whenever there was a tournament, pretty much like, if it was a popular game, like Smash Brothers or Halo 2,
which have nothing
to do, you could not get into the room.
Yeah.
And if it was a smaller one where you could get into the room, then they pretty much shut down all the other games for some reason.
Yeah, like, we showed up during a Gears 4 tournament, and there were maybe four teams there for that.
Yeah.
But the rest of the room was shut down.
Yeah, pretty much.
So everyone had to watch Gears of War to make sure no one was using a glitch or something.
I guess.
I don't...
But,
Spoids.
Yeah, and then the video rooms.
Yeah, the viewing rooms.
I enjoyed them. They had some good stuff showing.
We went there twice.
Yeah.
By my count.
Except...
We went Friday morning to watch Azumanga Daioh.
Which is always excellent.
Yeah, it was... Well, I'm sorry, Azu Anime Daioh.
Well, you don't actually have to call it that.
I do.
Okay.
And then we went Saturday night because they were showing the fan parodies.
Which was ridiculous. This was, as we mentioned before, the cherry on the brand cereal.
I enjoy brand cereal. I mean, it's good for my body. It makes me feel good. But frankly, I'd rather eat cinnamon, like, crack crunch or...
Or honey gram salt.
But that's not the point. We're saying...
The
point before was watching, you know, Evangelion Redeath was like the cherry on something not so great.
I mean, it was the hype. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
I mean, we watched
What did they have? They had a couple of Cornell DDR Club videos.
Yeah, which were pretty good.
They were all right.
The first one was really
unexpected.
Weird. Yeah. But you guys didn't see that. You guys came in there.
And then after that they showed
Shinesman. Which is ridiculous.
I know.
I love that.
I love it too. Then they had the Evangelion Redux.
Which was hilarious.
That was hilarious. Then they had Record of Lodab War.
Which wasn't bad.
It was
It
probably had a lot of history in it.
Well, like, yeah, it was Record of
Lodab.
Please
circulate.
Yeah.
And then there was Ghost Stories,
which wasn't actually any sort of... No sort of fan dubbing was done to it. It's just that the studio dub was so ridiculous that it was good.
It seemed like another one of those things where it's like, they went in there and they were like, script, what the hell is this? And they're just like, I'm going to say stuff over here.
Well, the original Ghost Stories was not at all good. They only got it because it was, like, cheap.
Yeah.
But the dub they have is hilarious.
It was just bad, like...
Well, yeah, a lot of it's really bad, like, racist towards Jews.
Scientology jokes.
Scientology
racist
jokes.
Towards everyone, I'm pretty sure, though.
Yeah, but I mean, like...
People getting sucked into a toilet, and that's animated.
Well, yeah, that wasn't part of the dub. That was just part of the series.
I know, but I think that's just something that adds to it. Or, like, that was something there that they added to.
No, sex jokes. But that's... But after that, we left. But I enjoyed the viewing room. They did cancel the Taishojin 28 viewing. But out of nowhere, someone just put on Phoenix, one of the Phoenix animes. And I enjoyed that a lot. What I really liked is how the room was full. Like, everyone was coming in to watch it, because everyone was enjoying it.
Yeah, I gotta say.
And it was also Volume 1, Dawn, which I have not read yet, which is really hard to find. So it's nice being able to see the story.
There's definitely something to be said for being in a room with a lot of other people when watching something like this.
Well, that's why I would never want to watch a fan dub, like a fan dub, by myself.
By yourself.
Because it would just make it trite and commonplace. I mean, it's hilarious.
Yeah, I have to say, as much as I hate people, I love people.
I guess.
Like, that's really the main draw of conventions for me, just being there with a bunch of other people.
Yeah, because I think that was sort of the whole feeling of Saturday between, like, myself, Brian, and Jill, that we were at the convention, and Anders was doing his own thing, and we were just kind of following Ryan because
I thought you guys were following.
I don't know why.
Listen, you were constantly following each other.
I guess. Yeah.
Going nowhere, really.
Yeah, we were just wandering around a lot, and it felt good because we got to see all the cosplayers. We were like, hey, what's over here? Hey, what's over here? And then we were just like, eh, we're good right here in the hallway, sitting with everybody else, just sitting in the hallway. Which, I don't know, I guess that's kind of a bad sign because if you got that many people sitting in the hallway, then you really didn't have enough to do at the con.
Yeah. And then you're just in the way of everyone else.
But I will say one thing. We went into a Burger King, and Kenshin was in the back eating a Whopper. That's something you don't get to see every day.
You saw Sorcerer Zenia getting her freaking, I don't know, metal spiky thing she has on her back stuck in the door.
Who is she? Because you keep...
From FF8.
I know, but what's the name? Like,
Edia.
Edia?
Yeah.
Because like I've just been saying some chick Ryan knows from FF8.
Saying that to who?
I don't know. Apparently I've shown the pictures to some people.
Oh.
Well, like most conventions, the Final Fantasy cosplayers were in abundance. Yeah,
there were, you know...
And for some reason, they always have good, like, styrofoam weapons, I find.
Yeah, there was a lot of Cloud and Sephiroth, there was a lot of Bleach, there was a lot of Naruto.
Bleach was a lot this year.
And there was one Hojo who I scared the crap out of.
Yeah.
Naruto always usually outnumbers Bleach, but for some reason...
There were also some more, you know, older sort of stuff. Like, well, not so much, but I mean, we found...
There was a lot of Kenshin, but that's only 10 years old. I wouldn't call that old. And that was on Cartoon Network.
There was like two Optimus Prime.
Saw a couple Spike Prime. You know.
Yeah.
A lot of little sluggers.
Yeah, there were a couple. There were like little two. Sluggers.
One was better than the other. I saw one, Nauta.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, that's not hard. All of this is a sweatshirt.
Yeah. I know. But he had a band.
That's why you see all those people from Death Note. Because all you need is like
a white shirt. Yeah.
Which I kind of want to check out the animated Death Note now, but.
Yeah, it's okay.
I just think it's sort of an interesting idea. Like, not even the idea is interesting, but however you're supposed to execute that idea.
I know the merchandise got banned in China, but that's a different story.
Yeah, they don't have to sell Death Note books there.
Alright, do we have anything else to say about the con?
Well, yeah, I mean, what do you guys I was looking forward to the tabletop room, just because I enjoy tabletop games. But
it kind of fell through a little.
Yeah, nothing really happened.
It was just over by the Magic the Gathering and Yu-Gi-Oh! Players.
There was no Magic players there. Like, I didn't even go to that tournament at that point because I was planning on going to this Magic tournament that was on. It was at like 9 o'clock, but by the time it got around to it, I was watching fan parodies, and I didn't really care at that point.
Yeah.
The tabletop room. I don't know. They had games there, and they had like listed times for playing games, but it was really people just playing, you know, Yu-Gi-Oh! At the time.
Except for those couple of guys who were playing Munchkin, which
I want to try
playing that.
Yeah, Munchkin looks fun. There's also some people playing like stupid card game duel or something.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of the AMVs? You went to that?
Oh, the AMVs, they weren't too bad. Like I usually don't like AMVs at all.
Was the one Ranma OAB AMV there?
No.
All I can say about the AMVs is that they were just like every other AMV. I don't know. Sometimes I like AMVs on the internet. If it's a song that I like, I'll look for the thing sometimes. But I don't know. This was basically, it was the cream of the crap, I guess. Because, I mean, you're going to find some really good ones. You're going to find some really bad ones. But even the best are not that good. And even the worst are sort of all right.
There was an AMV contest. So it was just new ones.
Yeah, they didn't have a lot of shitty ones there just because, you know.
Well, no, it was just all new ones. So there was a couple bad ones.
But, I think you're both wrong with what you just said. They were just, Like, they could have come from anywhere at any time for any reason.
I'm not really familiar. I'm not really familiar with a bunch of enemies. I don't know. I
heard
that Ava one with a lot of ass kicking.
That one wasn't bad.
Yeah, we only really stuck around for the action ones. Once drama came on, we just stayed until the there was
comedy can be funny, but comedy can also be
until
bad.
Jill saw
Blackjack. Until the dealer's room was awesome.
Yeah, until the dealer's room was open.
Black Cat. Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, that'd be awesome if Jill liked Blackjack.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
So, yeah, I guess that's about it.
Yeah. Nah, I don't know if you gained anything from this. We're a bunch of noobs. We don't know from cons.
I'm just saying. I want to go manga to the library.
Is that was one thing. If I can get to volunteer for manga next, I hope I can volunteer in the manga library.
So you can sit around and read books all day?
Yeah, and just tell people. I mean, there's a really cool place there, and there are a lot of cool people. And I know that the people that run Anime and Manga Next, they have all those books, and they run it out to other conventions. I guess we can also talk the anime feud. I mean, we saw the Friday one, but it just didn't start out well. I mean, they should always... When the first round, it should be themselves.
I wouldn't have stuck around just because it was in way too small of a room.
But I hear Saturday got better.
Yeah. But by Saturday, we really didn't care. That, one thing I liked was the cosplay field.
Oh, yeah, there was just this big field in front of one of the hotels.
In front of the Holiday Inn, where it probably wasn't designated as anything, but that's where all the cosplayers were.
Yeah,
and they were playing volleyball, all the Prince of Tennis people were playing tennis. Okay, so can we end this now?
Yeah.
Wait.
I'm pretty sure we did. Stop looking through the pamphlet.
No, but I'm always thinking of new things to say.
But that thing was useless. I didn't look at it once. I left it in the van that got towed away because we got a flat tire, and I did not miss it in the least.
The Masquerade. That on the forums, because I checked the Anime Next forums, everyone was complaining about the Masquerade. I didn't even see it. I guess that's what the complaining was.
They didn't let me in. Like, I poked my head in when I was like, hey, what's going on in the main room? And this woman was like, Anime Masquerade, you got a cosplay badge? And I'm like, do I have a what?
Oh, that was the preparation.
Oh, that was the preparation? Oh, okay.
And I can understand that.
Well, yeah, they don't want people.
Though, the info booth, like the information booth, they were nice. I'm just going to say that. All right. Yeah, and they were always drawing funny pictures up.
Yeah. It was right out in front.
I mean, they were all 4chan memes, but...
Oh, them, yeah. Right.
But they were good, and they helped
us. Oh, yeah, we found B.
Yeah, they were at the con.
Yeah.
They had a party van.
They're at every van. They're at every con. No, I didn't. I haven't seen those Shoot the Whoop things before. It's kind of interesting.
They had whoop shooping faces.
Who was shooted?
God, I don't want to end on B.
Yeah, now we gotta do some...
Well, we can talk about the cosplays we saw.
Odds are I'm gonna cut a lot of this out because we didn't do what's new this time, and we've just about hit half an hour.
That's okay.
So I'm probably gonna cut a lot out.
Alright then, so, to sum it up, Anime Next. It was a convention.
I'll probably go to the next one, but... I need some improvements.
Yeah, I'm
more panels... And less idiots, but they can't really affect that.
Yeah, they can't do anything
about I'm not going to blame them for the problems that most anime conventions have. Like, if I was 21, I really wish I could go to the Rhode Island convention that's happening next year.
Okay.
It's going to be a 21 panel.
Uh-huh.
And so no one under 21, which I guess is stated. But
as soon as they just go to the convention? Or
can't just go to the convention.
Oh.
And as soon as it opened up, they got flooded with emails about, come on, why can't I go? Come on.
Because you're a retard.
And I can understand, I mean, I'm mad I can't go. I'm just going to be more mad if it fails and they never try an over 21 convention again. Because it's going to be based on, like, academics and more like just talking about shows instead of running around the place.
Academics?
Like, flopping each other.
I'm going to go to Kineticon as soon as possible.
And I'm definitely looking forward to Manga Next.
I'm tired of this.
New York Anime Festival.
There's... If you want to talk for like 10 more minutes, we'll just...
I'm good.
Yeah, go play some Pokemans.
Oh, God. We're going to play some Fraxy. Oh. And we can come back and talk about that in like 10 minutes after break.
Okay.
All right.
Yeah, that was Anime Next. Meh. Podcast over.
I didn't see any LARPing.
Well, there was a room for that.
Dude.
Yeah.
I was all Bleach LARPing.
God, I don't understand that thing.
Bleach LARPing.
Blarp. Blarp!
Well, I seen a lot of Bleach RP servers on the Specialist.
Oh my god, I hate people.
Okay, fine. Let's
I hate people so hard.
But the anime is nothing.
Let's try this again.